Saturday edition.
Yeah, that's right. We're here live. It is the weekend before Thanksgiving. Christmas. Weekend before Christmas. And if all goes as intended, Free Talk Live will be live on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, because that's just what we do. We like doing radio so much that we'll even come in on the holidays, as long as we can get one of our wonderful board ops to come in and assist at the network. And normally they're pretty game for it, because I'll usually slip them a few extra bucks to make it worth their while to come in on a what would normally probably be a day off for them. So we will continue to bring you live programming here every single night. We do this show 7 nights per week. So if you don't get in to the phones tonight, we do have room for you at 855-450-FREE. There's always tomorrow night. Mark is out of town for the next several days, so Stephanie will be here, I believe, with Brian Sovereign as her guest co-host tomorrow night, and so that should be a good show. Be sure you're here for that. If you don't get it on your local talk radio station, you can always get it online at freetalklive.com. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here tonight. Postal workers are on a hunger strike. We'll tell you what that's all about here in a bit, but first, Dave is listening to KGOE out in Eureka, California. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I really
Great.
Love your show. I think
Thank
it's
you.
An excellent program. My question, it keeps coming to mind for me, is Social Security on the table? Is it something being considered for reducing our deficit? And should it be? I don't think it should. That's the question I pose.
I don't know if I understand the question. Are you asking, are they going to...
Well, Obama's negotiating with the Republicans, and the question that's coming up to us is Social Security being offered on the table as something that they might make reductions in?
Social reductions Security, as in reductions to your pay, to your payout, or reductions to what? Are you talking about reducing the amount of money in people's checks?
Either that or extending their age in which mm-hmm. it can be received. They're saying that this is something that could be negotiated, not cuts in our massive military spending, but only cuts in either unemployment insurance or things that benefit poor people. And I've just been hearing that, yes, Obama has said that Social Security is on the table. So I don't know what it is.
Whether it's on the table now or not, you can count on that it's going to be on the table at some point in the future, because it's just not sustainable. I mean, the Social Security program is a, you know, it's a glorified Ponzi scheme that's only legal because the government's running it. And ultimately, at some point, you know, it's not going to work out. There are going to be too many recipients compared to not enough people paying in order to make the program float. I mean, it's just not going to work out in the future. The unfunded liabilities of that program are, I believe, in the trillions of dollars. And it's just, it can't economically work for too much longer.
I love your show, but I believe right now you're giving false information. Social Security has several $1 trillion built up, and it is prepared to go through the
nonsense.
It'll last for many, many, many years to come, and if it
there's
has
no
to be
money
adjusted,
in there.
It's just asking the people to
Dave,
pay in a little
no bit there's no money.
More.
There's no money. It's not there.
Well,
they spent it all.
It gets borrowed, but it's owed.
No, they've spent it all. How are they going
they
to pay back money that they've spent? It's already gone. They're going to have to increase. They're going to have to do what you're suggesting. They're going to have to increase the age of retirement. They're going to have to lower the payouts,
which they've already done. These are just band-aid solutions on a problem that their involvement has exacerbated. So at some point, if they're talking about it now, or were they talking about it in 2005, or they talk about it in 5 years, like, it doesn't matter. It's doomed to fail because of it lacks competition, and there's just no incentive to provide that good of helping people less advantaged in any way that actually does that.
Well, I feel that right now, gentlemen, you are not giving accurate information, either knowingly or intentionally. You're misrepresenting it.
Which part is
Social
inaccurate?
Social Security has several $1 trillion built up in reserves.
Well, knowingly and intentionally would be the same thing, unless I misunderstand, but I don't think I'm purposefully sharing misinformation with people, and I would hope that, I mean, if you want to prove me wrong, I just don't believe a group of people that claim a monopoly can provide any good or service better than can neighbors and communities and consensual interactions.
Well, this is one of the breakdowns of people who, and Dave, you are somebody who I think would maybe consider yourself coming from the left, is that right?
I would say I'd consider myself. If left means I care about people.
But that's just it. If you care about people, why not let them determine their own futures for themselves? Let them take their paychecks home in full and decide where best to spend, save, or give away that money, rather than putting it in the hands of a monopoly. Where the left breaks down is they usually understand and agree that monopolies are bad. I mean, they can look at Standard Oil, they can look at, you know, the robber barons, so-called, from back in the 1800s, and they can say, you know, this is bad, we don't want to have one corporation offering one product. It seems real obvious, you know, they're against even big companies when they come, you know, close to a large market share, not even a monopoly.
Well, let me reply to that.
The rest of the statement, Dave, is that the monopoly in this case is the federal government. They're the monopoly, and you support it.
And you're saying trust these Wall Street billionaires to act
in my best
interest.
Not at all.
When did I say that? When did I say that? I said each individual should be able to decide to give away, save, or spend their money however they want. And that could be with a small group of local people, or local charities, national charities, however they want to.
Why would the Wall Street folks are working in cahoots? They were bailed out. It's the same people. And I mean, to look at either of them as being able to provide a solution is disingenuous to yourself. I mean, this reminds me of a situation yesterday. I was at a vigil for folks who died who were homeless in New Hampshire here, and a couple people mentioned the lack of affordable housing, and the statement by His Excellency the Governor mentioned it too. And I said, if there's actually a demand for these items for people to be, you know, taken care of if they're less well off or they have a rough time, whatever, then how is it best supplied? And it's not through the same people who bring you the warfare and the police state. I would say They suffer from the same perverse incentives. They have no way to actually help people out, and in fact, they compound and create situations that harm people.
Right. To say that the choice is either government Social Security or some Wall Street banker is a false choice. I don't support either of those as options. I support a true free market and choices for investments and for retirements and savings and things like that.
You are aware that we are living in the country in the civilized world that makes the least preparations for people in their old age to have some resources, medical, unemployment, Social Security, all of this. We are way at the bottom of the civilized countries of the world.
Let's assume what you say is true. Then why is that? Is it because this parasitic organization has stepped in and said, hey, we're going to take your money and then provide this good or service so you don't need to worry about your retirement? And that's what's caused all these problems. And now why even focus on how they might band-aid it? It's flawed and it's failed to doom from the start.
And to call that civilized, I think, is really a misnomer. It's mislabeling what's actually going on. When you're threatening people, it's not civilized. If you have to threaten someone, I'm not saying you personally are threatening anyone. I mean the government. They're the ones that are threatening
us. How is the government threatening us?
Have you ever thought of what might happen if you don't pay some sort of tax? Like you mentioned that you don't support the wars, and I don't either. But a lot of people are afraid to not pay taxes because they're worried that the government guys are going to come and put them in a cage.
Yes, but if you don't pay into Social Security and you reach 65 and you haven't invested wisely and you have nothing, what are you expected to do?
There are charities out there. There are people who care, individuals, families, business people, people who are willing to contribute to the goodwill of their common man. They're out there. I know them. I know many of them in my local area, and they're good people who would be able to do more if they weren't being fleeced by these people calling themselves the state. It's not charitable if you're forced to pay into it. It's not virtuous if someone has to threaten you in order to be involved in it. If the Social Security program is a good program, if it's a good investment, then people should be able to put their money into it voluntarily. And I should be able to take my money and put it somewhere else if I want to, like a local homeless shelter or a local food bank or other things that I think actually help people, and do it on a voluntary basis. Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. I get it, man. You want to help people. But you don't help people by threatening them with violence or caging if they don't go along with your brilliant plan. 855-450-FREE. Free the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Share your thoughts.
Bob Bob Black Sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing, plus big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country, with a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. How can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Pete.
Features on the website do include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. The archives go back for years. You can just click and download as many of them as you would like. Drop on by freetalklive.com
and enjoy. They are all there. Actually, the last 7 days worth are right there at the top of the page. And then if you click into the archive section, that'll take you back to where you can access years worth of the show. Also, our SoundCloud page is another easy way to get your hands on the Free Talk Live archives. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and that will actually give you access also to the Edgington Post episodes that our co-host Mark does during the week. Pretty much does at least one a week, sometimes more than that. And that's available through our SoundCloud page, which if you're already over at freetalklive.com, just look on the left-hand side under Listen and Share. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. For lots and lots of archives. And they're all completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for theirs. Hey, are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices. Ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. They've got the lowest prices. Go and see for yourself. Get it, and get it quick, from ManVentureOutpost.com. That's ManVentureOutpost.com. Postal workers, according to TheHill.com, are hunger-striking against proposed delivery cuts. Now, Pete, you are a occasional guest host on Free Talk Live. You actually just made the move back up here to New Hampshire several weeks ago, and it's good to have you back, and we'll certainly try to have you back in here as often as possible. But one of the stories that we've been covering over the years on Free Talk Live is the really sad financial situation that the Postal Service has found itself in. It's a government bureaucracy, but it's one that's different from the average government bureaucracy in that they like to promote themselves as independent. And it's true that a lot of the money that comes in from for the Postal Service is coming from actually selling a service, you know, selling the product of the service of getting something from point A to point B. So there's some truth to the statement, but it's not entirely true. They have a bunch of money coming in from taxpayers to help fund the tremendous amount of pension liability that the Postal Service has, because like most government bureaucracies, when you retire after 20 years or whatever the arbitrary amount of time is, they then cut you know, 90% of your original paycheck for the rest of your life. And that can be an expensive cost. I mean, it's personnel that's the most expensive cost when anyone is doing business anywhere. And when you're dealing with the amount of employees that, you know, an organization like the Postal Service has, which I believe has more employees than the Army, then you've got a huge, huge pension liability on your hands. And so, watching them over the last decade just struggle to remain relevant in a world in which email, and of course now even email is on the way out for a lot of people, but email has subsumed the use of the Postal Service and basically turned the Postal Service into nothing more than a glorified advertising delivery service. I don't know about you, but when I get stuff in the mail, mostly it's bills and or whatever advertisements are being targeted at my household. And this is not a sustainable business model. I mean, they've had the numbers have been rolling off year after year after year as far as the volume of mail that they've been handling. Of course, they've been raising the rates in order to attempt to compensate for that. But ultimately, nothing has changed fundamentally about the way they do business. And they've proposed several ideas as far as how they think they can cut their costs and change their structure and, you know, reorganize their business to make it more profitable or to at least try to get into the black. But every proposal that they put forward has to go through Congress. So it's not like your average business where, you know, the board of directors or the owner can meet and make a decision in a relatively short period of time. Obviously, the bigger a business gets, the more bureaucratic it becomes. But business can usually move on things, especially privately owned businesses, not like publicly sold stock businesses, but like a privately run business can move on making a change. You know, if I have to make a change to the freetalklive.com website and it's within my purview and my knowledge of, you know, doing websites, I could just go in and do it. I don't have to go and ask Congress to approve a bill to give me permission to do the business change that I need to make in order to keep my business successful. But that's exactly what they have to do with the Postal Service.
Yeah, I mean, and ultimately, too, like, I mean, you started out your statement about the Postal Service talking about them providing the service, but I mean, every time I go there to mail something, they're like, oh, do you want to pay an extra amount to ensure, like, delivery? And I said, what am I paying you this other money for? It's for you. It's for you to claim to do, to carry out what you claim to do, which is deliver mail or whatever it is. And so if I have to pay extra to make sure it gets there, like, what are you not selling? You know, like,
yeah.
And so, you know, even if they come up with some, brilliant proposal, it's not going to be successful just for the same reason the Social Security program is not going to be successful, or providing defense is going to be successful. And in fact, that creates an aggressive situation of offense for these people. So, you know, because it has there's a monopoly situation again. They say we have a monopoly on the
first class mail.
Exactly. So
just for people that don't know, that's mail under a dollar. So FedEx, UPS, they're legally prohibited from offering mail service, any kind of delivery service that costs less than a dollar. So they can't, even if they wanted to, they couldn't go and compete with the Postal Service without violating, you know, a federal law and possibly being arrested. So they do have a monopoly on that. They don't have a monopoly on higher level mail delivery. So, you know, right, $5, $4, whatever those things the FedEx and UPS can compete with. And they've been eating Postal Service's lunch. I mean, you know, you get tracking, you get good tracking. The Postal Service tracking system up until just recently was dismal. I mean, it took the Postal Service a decade to get the kind of tracking that FedEx and UPS have had for the last 10 years.
Right.
Only just recently does the Postal Service tracking system actually allow you to see where your package is. It used to be you could see if it was delivered, and that was it. That was the only level of tracking that they had. So let me give you the details here. Why are these guys hunger striking? Well, with the Postal Service, it's a mess. Despite most of Congress leaving town for the holidays, postal workers are continuing a hunger strike, protesting legislation to save the United States Postal Service through budget cuts. The hunger strike began Tuesday, and it's expected to end late today, according to the Washington Post. Six former and current postal workers, not exactly a tremendously large group, part of a group called Communities and Postal Workers United, are calling the strike, quote, 6 days starving to save 6 day delivery, unquote. Their goal is to stop Congress from reducing postal delivery to 5 days per week. We have to be on guard to raise awareness and to pressure the decision makers as they wrangle backroom deals, said group spokesman Jamie Partridge, a retired letter carrier from Portland, she said in a statement. The same small grassroots group staged a hunger strike in June to protest legislation proposed to overhaul the service. The agency lost $16 billion in just fiscal year 2012. Can you imagine any business hemorrhaging that level of cash? $16 billion just in this fiscal year. More about what's going on with the Postal Service. If you've got thoughts, you're certainly welcome to share them. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free if you would like. Take control of the airwaves here. We're live. It is the weekend before Christmas. Saturday evening edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, you need to know about freetalklive.com, where you can go and watch the webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can see us here in the studio and also interact with other Free Talk Live listeners as the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to accomplish that and like the rest of the features on our website. It is free. So again, cam.freetalklive.com. A mortgage for 2.5%? Believe it or not, you can have one. 2.5% on a 15-year fixed mortgage. That's the actual rate, not some introductory sham. It's unlikely you've ever even seen a rate that low. And the advantage to a 15-year fixed is that you'll be paying far less in interest. At 2.5%, if you refinance, you'll likely have the same payment, but pay far less in interest because you won't pay nearly as long. On a $150,000 house, your payment will be just under $1,000 a month. Go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com and fill out their 3-question application, or give them a call. Their number coming up in moments. They do loans in all 50 states, and their loan experts can answer all of your questions. The number for Mortgage Minute Guy is 866-288-0088. That's 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. We continue here. Postal workers are striking. They are doing what they're calling 6 days. It's only actually about 6 people doing it, but 6 days starving to save 6-day delivery.
and their goal is to stop Congress from reducing postal delivery to 5 days a week. The Postal Service lost $16 billion in fiscal year 2012, and that number tends to be getting worse over time because fewer people are using the Postal Service as every year goes by. You know, if you think about it, each year, it's inevitable the older population is dying off, and the older population is more likely than the younger population to be using the Postal Service. So literally, their customers are physically leaving this planet or whatever, and they don't exist anymore, and trying to convince somebody who's 20 to, you know, write a letter to someone is going to be an impossible task. So the Postal Service is basically subsisting on bills that are sent through the mail and all those various advertising mailers that are being sent around. And probably those companies are double, you know, questioning their advertising budgets. It would be interesting to see how many companies have left using direct mail and have moved to more targeted ads on the internet. Because if you can, you know, for instance, use like Google, where Google will let you buy ads that will respond to what people are searching for, and Google can also target ads for people searching in a certain geographic area. So, you know, somebody, if I'm running a plumbing service and I want to reach people that are looking for plumbing information in Keene, New Hampshire, you can get that kind of targeting from companies like Google and the other various, you know, maybe Facebook. I don't know. I've never tried placing those ads, but I know that it's possible to do that level of targeting, whereas it's going to be pretty expensive in comparison to do a direct mailer to every household in the area. Yeah, you'll hit every household, but you're going to pay through the nose for it. And how many of those people are going to be responsive? I mean, yeah, everybody's going to need their pipes fixed at some point, but, you know, is it really worth spending the amount of money that you need to spend to reach all those households at once when most of those people don't need their pipes fixed right then?
Yeah, I think you hit on a key point. The organization is definitely becoming less relevant as other mechanisms to communicate come online and are utilized more. And, you know, so what's going on here? There's half a dozen people saying, hey, we should continue the status quo. We should continue to have 6-day mail delivery instead of five. So, I mean, let's think about it. If there was actually demand for that, then it would exist. You know, you wouldn't have to have a strike. If I were working at a store, a computer store or a health food store or whatever, and there was a demand that my store be open 6 days instead of 5 days, then it would just happen because I would be incentivized. And if I didn't want to be there, I'd hire somebody. But instead, these guys are essentially saying, hey, let's try to win over public opinions so then we could continue to steal more money from other people to pad our own pockets. And that's exactly what's going on. Why are they doing this? Because they're self-interested, as are everybody else's actions, but their self-interest is negatively impacting others because they're stealing the wealth others have created.
What good is keeping your job if it puts the business out of business? Because then everybody loses their jobs. And, of course, this isn't your average business, because your average business wouldn't be able to handle this kind of loss. I mean, if you – obviously, we're both running relatively small operations, Pete. I mean, I don't know if you want to call CopLock a business, but it's something that ideally would be able to make money and pay activists to do their CopLock work and update the website and things like that. But, you know, if you were hemorrhaging cash – you know, if CopBlock.org was losing thousands of dollars every single month, it wouldn't be lasting very long. It probably wouldn't make it, you know, through the end of a year if you were losing that kind of money. But the Postal Service is able to handle that because every time they lose billions of dollars, they can just turn to Congress and say, well, you've got to bail us out, and they'll get bailed out. Now, they have been getting bailed out, but you know, eventually there's some level of economic factor that comes into play where some in Congress will say, well, something's got to change. This, you know, this can't keep continuing, even though it's been going on for years. So government always moves slower than the private marketplace. And these protesters know that if they can make a big stink and get enough attention for their cause, they can sway the Congress people to keep things status quo and just keep bailing them out again and again and again.
Yeah, to use those terms that you cited, that you quoted, you know, it's kind of like
$16 billion.
No, I'm sorry. The terms from the quotes by the individual striking, like of the fear that they're putting forth, like this is what I forget exactly what the language
we're,
was.
We're on. We have to be on guard to raise awareness and pressure the decision makers as they wrangle backroom deals.
Right. Be on guard and the decision makers. Like, you know, if Ian, if I knew you provided a service of delivering a package across town, then that's up to me and you to reach that interaction, and it shouldn't matter if an independent third party. Like, I shouldn't have to turn to somebody else and say, hey, force Ian to do business with me, or like, force Ian. Like, let's go out and steal more money from the neighbors so I can have another day of work.
Well, when we first talked about this before we went on the air with it, one of our initial questions was, well, why do they care? I mean, if they're working for the Postal Service, aren't they likely salaried employees? And if that's the case, how is this really going to affect anything if they cut back, you know, cut Saturday delivery, which is what the proposal is? Well, according to the story here at thehill.com, the top proposal is to reduce the postal delivery days in order to reduce expenses, because it would also cut letter carrier jobs. According to the protesters, they say as many as 80,000 postal jobs could be lost, and there's also been closings of some postal service offices in, you know, towns where there maybe isn't a lot of traffic, or there's another postal service office in a nearby town, so they've removed some of those existing service centers. And so, you know, this is their concern, is that somebody's going to lose their job. As though once you get a job, you have a right to that job for the rest of your lifetime.
This reminds me of Frederick Bastiat, who's a 19th century economist from France, an essay he had on the Candlemaker's Petition, it's called. So if you just search for the Candlemaker's Petition, essentially it just shows this group of candlemakers who petition the state, these other people who say we have a legitimate right to steal money from people, to essentially subsidize their work and keep out competition, which in this, the way Bastiat writes, is humorous and succinct. It was... the sun. So it was a petition by candlemakers to lobby to keep the sun
out. The sun.
Yeah. So this is essentially. I mean, it's not the same one to one, but these postal employees are saying, "Hey, give us some money so we can continue to exist, even though we're obsolete."
Right. It would be like the government bailing out newspapers because people aren't buying newspapers anymore. And believe it or not, that's actually happened. We can talk more about it here in a moment. But let's go to a guy listening in Washington, in Aberdeen. KBKW. Hey, Guy.
Hi, Ian. I wanted to greet you.
I'll tell you what, I can't even understand you because the rock music is drowning you out. Stand by. We're gonna bring you back here in a moment. I apologize. Hang on, Guy. We'll get to you here in just a short bit. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. Even in the remaining moments, we will have enough time to sneak you in likely here. 855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com. I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. weapons and water filters. Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Maybe enough time for your call if you get it in right now at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Pete.
Pete's here, courtesy of copblock.org. If you have not been there, go over and check it out. Lots of great stuff there. An excellent resource, not just for news, but also to encourage you to stand up for your rights and the rights of others, because I think that's really important. You know, if you want other people to stand up for your rights, you got to stand up for theirs, too. It's kind of a give and take. But go to copblock.org to learn more about what Pete's been up to, and not just Pete, but cop blockers all across the country with what looks like, from the map, dozens of cop block affiliates. Would that be accurate to say dozens?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but different levels of activity. You know, to be honest, there's some that are real active and have folks on the ground and create a lot of content and get on local media and, you know, are what you can consider a win in court case and things like that, but others are just kind of getting off the ground, and definitely, you know, they could all, the more like-minded folks that get involved, the better impact they'll have, and, you know, so that's definitely, the solution's not going to come from the top down, from just a handful of people, but everybody kind of working in concert to advance an idea that resonates with them. So,
and of course, there's the Cop Block store as well, which offers all kinds of cool gear and even Cop Block branded Bic lighters, I believe.
Yeah, and we just got lip balm, a friend out in Colorado made. Yeah, they're pretty awesome. They're volunteer vanilla, they're called, and they have all these, you know, it's all natural organic ingredients.
So cool.
Yeah, we sell them in town here at the Corner News.
But also online?
Also online.
Copblock.org. All right, so let's go back to Guy. Guy, the heavy metal was drowning you out as we went to the break. Couldn't make out a word you were saying. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just going to comment on a prior caller's thoughts that the Social Security Administration was still solvent. And I guess
he said there were trillions of dollars just locked away waiting to collect.
Yeah. And I had read the Social Security Administration's kind of year-end report, and basically even they are saying, I mean, if you read that, it talks about that cash flow-wise, more is now being paid out in benefits than what we're actually collecting in taxes, and that started in the year 2010.
Mm.
And they were talking about a deficit of, I can't remember how many, billions of dollars, but it's in the negative, and it's only getting worse. And they indicated that there's no end in sight. They also, what was interesting is they said that, there was a recent payroll tax decrease, in Social Security from that 6.2% to 4.2% for what's withheld out of employees' paychecks. It's kind of the Obama's, kind of tax reduction plan that they're trying to get through, I guess, for this coming year as well. But what they indicated was that this is over $100 billion that they're actually increased the shortfall by, but they don't count that because the government has agreed to fund that back into the Social Security Administration to make up that deficit. So at best, as near as I can tell from what I've researched, while it's true that part of our $16 trillion debt is to the Social Security Administration trust.
Whoa. Your $16 trillion debt?
Well, the country, $16 trillion.
By the country, you mean the federal government?
Yes, yes.
Because I don't know about you, but I didn't consent to that debt. That's not in my name.
No, not at all. But even if that you grant that part of that $16 trillion debt is to, in effect, themselves, because it's just to the Social Security Trust, it still remains, like you say, that we're insolvent and that we have to borrow the money to pay back those IOUs, so to speak, to the Social Security Trust Fund.
And when you say we, you mean the federal government, because, again, I'm not insolvent, and I'm not going to be doing any of those things.
The government.
I think it's important. Some people get on me for nitpicking on that, and I think it's important to really make sure that we get our terminology correct, because it's important for us to separate ourselves from, these people who are doing these things without our consent, without our interest. I'm not interested in their backroom deals and their borrowing and their stealing and the money that they're throwing around. I don't feel like I'm obligated to any of it. So I think it's important to keep that those concepts separate.
Right. Let me ask you a question, if I could. It sounds like you've put in with some time researching this issue, and you've come to the conclusion that it's not solvent, which essentially means there's more money going out than coming in. But even if it were solvent, would that be ideal, or would that be a good thing? Because, ultimately it's money that's being taken from people. So whether it's solvent, that to me, they still don't have the proper incentives to provide it, as well as, another mechanism that didn't rely on a force or its threat could do.
Yeah, I suppose. It's just that at least if it was solvent, at least it's funding itself, so to speak. Right now, it's not even.
It wouldn't be moral. I mean, that's all you could say about it would be that it would be solvent, but it certainly wouldn't be moral because everyone's forced into funding this, awful system, which, as you've pointed out here, isn't solvent. And they're going to need more and more money over time to keep funding it. The amount of people that are collecting it is going to be growing over time as the baby boomers move into retirement, which is basically what they're doing now.
I mean, you could say.
Yeah, and I always thought it was odd that the government, with their rebate programs just to stimulate the economy, would always say they're giving these rebates out so that people will spend money to make our economy go. So we've never had a culture, I guess, in the U.S. where, it was thought to be good to save for your retirement. It was always spend to keep the economy going.
And also the monetary system is structured to make it people disincentivized to save, because, if the government continues to print money out, they continue to inflate the money supply, that basically means that your savings will be whittled away over time as far as the value that is being held there. So it makes more sense more economic sense to spend the money rather than let it sit and lose its value. If you can take that money and put it into, say, like a tool or a house or something that can be, something you could make money from in the future, that's more valuable than sitting on cash.
Yeah, or just more leisure time or whatever is your preference, invested in yourself to learn or for your kids.
Guy, good call tonight, man. Any other thoughts you want to share?
No, I think that was it.
Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Yeah, for me, it's a moral question. I mean, I'm not against the idea of saving for retirement. I think that's a sensible thing to do. It's just that to put everybody into this same scheme and call this a good idea is really a mistake. And then to close your eyes to reality, as our earlier caller was doing, oh, there's trillions of dollars in there, and everything's going to be just fine. There's plenty of money for everybody. And, you know, it's, even though it may not be true that there's trillions of dollars in there, they will be able to continue this scam for quite a while. I mean, at some point, it's probably going to be completely awash and it's not going to work anymore. But ultimately, they can always print more money to save themselves from this disaster of Social Security caving in on itself. That's the ultimate. Like, eventually, they can't raise the age too much. Like, it's already 65 or whatever. They're only going to be able to get away with raising the retirement age so far, and they can only increase the amount of money they're collecting from people's paychecks to a certain point. And once they reach those points, their only solution is going to be to print money out to be able to meet the obligation that they supposedly have, which, of course, it's worth pointing out, the government is never obligated to do anything here, which is why counting on them to take care of you in your retirement is a huge mistake, because they don't have to do it. They don't have to do anything for you. And there have been court cases, multiple court cases. The Supreme Court has made it crystal clear. Not only do they not owe you an obligation of protection as far as the police coming when you call them, but they also don't owe you any other obligation. Even if they've told you they are going to give you this money when you, you know, retire, even if they've sent you the statement, as they do every 10 years or whatever, that says how much money that your paychecks have been taken, you know, how much money has been taken from your paychecks and put into Social Security to make you think that it's sitting in some kind of an account somewhere. If they decide to change the rules, you can't do anything. You have no recourse. If they decide they're not going to pay you anything anymore, you have no recourse. If they decide they're going to inflate the money supply to the point where the $1,500 check they cut you doesn't buy the cat food for the month, then you have no recourse. Mm-hmm. The only thing you can do is plan for your own self, to take care of your own retirement and your loved ones, and that's all you can do.
Right. The least dependent you are on this corrupt system, the better you are, the more resilient you'll be, the more fluidity you'll have. But I agree with you, Ian. I personally have moral qualms with this system as it's set up. But admittedly, I would acknowledge that not everyone has the same morals or subjectives. But still, if you look at other arguments that are equally as factual about efficiency arguments in terms of being able to supply these services effectively, then it falls short. So, you know, I don't see how anyone that considers it with introduction to these ideas can be an advocate for it or think that it's a good thing.
Indeed. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow, or at least Stephanie is going to be here for the live Sunday edition, and of course she'll take your calls about absolutely anything, and I will return on Monday night, and we'll be here live for you on Christmas Eve, if all goes as planned, also Christmas Day, throughout the holidays, New Year's Eve. We'll be here taking your calls about anything. You can find Pete online at cotblock.org and find us online at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free
1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.